Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Last month, the Lansing City Government took another small step toward trying to manage its more than $700 million of net present value of liabilities for employee pensions and retiree health care. While I appreciate this small step in trimming retiree health care benefits, it only affects newly hired firefighters and some judges who took office since 2016. This change will impact less than 1% of the city's overall financial hole. Even as these take effect, which replaces promised lifetime health care benefits with currently funded health savings accounts, the city also negotiated away other new benefits. The most important point is that, once again, the mayor and city council almost totally neglected to completely address what should be the top priority on their list. For every day they fail to take action on Lansing's unfunded liabilities, the financial hole increases by at least $100,000. That kind of money could go a long way to addressing lesser problems such as streets, bridges, and sidewalks. Perhaps it is unfair to only pick on Lansing's mayor and city council. After all, the financial catastrophe of unfunded liabilities affects almost every level of government, from local to state and federal, and also to government school districts. For example, the net present value of the Michigan state government's unfunded liabilities for employee pensions and retiree health care benefits several years ago was $60 billion. Like what is facing the Lansing City government, these massive unfunded liabilities should be the top priority for action by the governor and state legislature. I recently received a taxpayer-funded mailing from an area state legislator. This politician touted alleged achievements and outlined priorities, but did not say one word about the failure to address unfunded liabilities. If politicians such as the governor and state legislators are either incompetent or unwilling to take on the most pressing problems they are supposed to be handling, should they immediately resign? The problems of these unfunded liabilities were handled by the private sector almost three decades ago. So, politicians already have a roadmap to follow. What are they waiting for? That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.